You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, are we on?
Would you stop it? Time for people a sports wrap. Sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit, Mark. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
They can see it. Right then and there. We're just goofing off. We're just having a good old time on a Thursday. Game 3 of the season at Comerica, postponed rain. No Tigers Royals today at Comerica. Makeup game on June 19th. Anibal Sanchez makes his first start tomorrow against the Orioles at Comerica Park. Spartans playing the Lunk. Hey, AP, see if you can find a score. Michigan State and Lance and the Lansing Lugnuts tonight. Hey, can you hear me? You can't even hear me. You got the headphones off. Can you hear me? I'm talking to you. Put your headphones. You can't hear me? Oh, you don't have them? Oh, okay, the heck with you. I'll have to tell you later. Wings and Pistons both back tomorrow. Wings, Pavel Datsyuk is back. He returns at home tomorrow against the Sabres. Pistons will be at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn playing those high-flying now former Jersey Nets. Local scores first on Sports Night with Parker and the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. NIT Championship in New York City, Madison Square Garden. Larry Brown is 6:54 away from setting a historic mark. SMU leads Minnesota 49-46, so plenty of basketball to play before this thing is all done at MSG. NBA tonight just getting started. San Antonio going for 20 wins in a row against the Oklahoma City Thunder in OKC. Kevin Durant going for 39 straight games of 25 points or more, and that would be one off the record set by Michael Jordan literally 28 years ago. NHL scores. Blue Jackets, Flyers tied at nothing in the second. Carolina leads Dallas 3-1 second. Eric Staal is 19th. Toronto over Boston 2-1 second. Tyler Bozak is 18th. Calgary Flames lead at Tampa 2-0 second. Minnesota over Chicago 1-0 first. No score early. Buffalo, St. Louis. Pittsburgh has just scored. Penguins are on the board at Winnipeg 1-0 first. Rangers in Colorado coming up in 20 minutes. Other baseball, American League. Twins over the White Sox today 10-9. They got two in the ninth to do it. Chris Colabella with six runs batted in for Minnesota. Red Sox leading the Orioles 3-2 in the fifth. Baltimore will come to Detroit as soon as that game is over. Rays over the Jays. In fact, they got to play an afternoon game. Why are they playing? Why are the Orioles playing the Red Sox at night when they have an afternoon game in Detroit? I just noticed that. Is that right? Because they're playing. It's 3-2 in the fifth, Boston. Rays over the Jays, 4-2 in the fourth. Astros, again, a lead over the Yankees, trying to make it three straight over New York and Houston. 1-0 in the second. National League Cardinals beat the Reds 7-6. Johnny Peralta, his first home run as a St. Louis Cardinal. Cubs over the Pirates 3-2. Mike Olt, that's O-L-T to you and me, his first Major League ding. Marlins beat the Rockies this afternoon 8-5. Miami wins 3 out of 4 from Colorado in the first series. Nationals sweep the opening series from the Mets 8-2 final today. Giants over the D-backs 8-5. Giants had 5 in the 8th. PGA Houston Open round 1. They just finished things up because it's an hour back there, of course.
LB, only 5.5 minutes to go. Yeah.
Billy Haas and Charlie Hoffman. So Hoffman has matched Haas with a 7-under par 65. That's a one-shot lead on 5 others. Phil Mickelson is 3 back. He shoots a 4-under par 68 along with Ernie Els and others. NASCARs are in Texas. Texas Motor Speedway qualifying is Saturday. And that is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated. It can only be the Laverne and Shirley Show. Why don't they have a reunion of that program?
I don't know.
They're alive, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Penny Marshall's struggling, I know that.
She's what?
She's been very ill.
Really?
Penny Marshall's. No, I don't know. I don't know what she's got, but she's been very ill. Cindy Williams is fine, supposedly. You got the big ragu.
Penny Marshall looked like a man that she's got. She has.
Very successful director.
No, I know.
And her bro-hammock, Gary Marshall.
But that's her brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was on The Odd Couple and on Laverne and Shirley. She had two shows.
This was a spinoff of Happy Days.
Right.
Laverne, come on, you got to give it some audio play there, Gary. Big finish.
allowed into the show.
Another show where not a lot of people that look.
No, well, they were in Milwaukee. I mean, come on, Mark.
I was born in Milwaukee. There's plenty of.
Mark, even Happy Days had a black character.
Plenty. I understand that. But Milwaukee has plenty of diversity. Well, Milwaukee was both shows.
Right.
Happy Days and.
Wasn't that a basketball teammate of his brother? Remember they just killed off the brother? When they first started the show, they had an older brother named Chuck.
Chuck.
And he just disappeared.
He disappeared. He just disappeared. I just figured he
went. They didn't need him.
He played overseas. He was a basketball player.
No, remember he went away to college. He's playing basketball.
I don't know why they just blew Chuck off.
They just blew him off.
He was on there a lot.
Like it never happened. Yeah. Like he was never there.
Like Mr. C and Mrs. C just never had him.
But you know what's funny?
Never had little
shows
C.
Shows like that, even Mark, the Golden Girls, the very first episode, they have a gay cook. Like, so it's not all women. They have this gay cook who cooks food for them.
Who played the part?
I don't know. He was only on one episode, and then they realized we don't need him. All right, 248-848-1130 is the number. And, Mark, we are talking about the Spurs, who are leading, as you just mentioned, leading Oklahoma City right now, going for its 20th win in a row.
I had this EP sent this to me, and I just wanted to
Where'd
that
come
back.
From, Channel 4? Oh, I don't.
Well, I'm going to call it back up again. So this is about Tim Duncan and 50 win seasons. Tim Duncan has played 17 years. This is how crazy non-parody there is in the NBA. Tim Duncan has now played 17 years. In 16 of those, he's had a 50 win season. 26 NBA teams have had 15 or fewer all time. 26. There's only 30 teams. The New York Knicks, the vaunted Knicks, have hit 50 in their almost 70 years of play 13 times.
Only 13.
And he's, total.
Right.
And Duncan's at 16.
16 out of 17. Unbelievable.
The Houston Rockets, 47 seasons now in the NBA. 9 50-win seasons. The Golden State Warriors, believe it or not, through various incarnations, have been around for 70 years. Through Philadelphia. They go all the way back. I mean, they go way back.
Because they were called the San Francisco.
I think the Syracuse Nationals became them, didn't they? Or the Syracuse became the Philly Warriors, became the San Francisco.
I'm not sure.
Between the Golden City, the Golden Gate, and all these little incarnations of the Warriors. I mean, obviously.
Because they used to be called the San Francisco Oakland, weren't they? I mean,
yeah, well, the Philadelphia Warriors. Before there was the Sixers, there was the Philadelphia Warriors, and Will Chamberlain was a Philadelphia Warrior. In 70 years, guess how many times those incarnations of the Warriors have won 50 games in a season?
10.
Four.
Four times in that many years?
And I believe one was the Al Addles year they won the national championship, the NBA title in the mid-70s.
So was he the first black coach to win?
Yeah, Al Addles was the coach of that team. Yeah, he was the first one, I think, to win a championship. No, Russell.
Russell. Yeah, Russell was. About yeah. That. Yeah, yeah.
Russell was coach.
But I remember Al Addles. That name just stands out. Because he was.
I'll never forget the series against the Bulls. That was when I first really was digging the NBA. I was really into it, and they played the Bulls in the conference finals to get to the championship, and it was a knockdown, drag out. That's when I really got into Norm Van Leer and Jerry Sloan, Bob Love, Chet Walker. It was a great Bulls team, and Clifford Ray had left the Bulls to go to Golden State.
He was assistant coach here. Remember
yeah,
that?
right. And he was their starting center and had just an unbelievable series against Chicago, and it was just and then they went on to win the title. What was that, 75, 76? I mean, you know, for three, it was the Warriors, it was Seattle, it was Washington. That was the NBA pre-Magic and Bird, just before Magic and Bird entered the league after 1979. And that changed the game.
Changed everything, and there's no doubt about it. You want to talk about perfect situation, showman in L.A., white guy in Boston. I mean, right? Was perfect, Mark.
But here we have this modern-day Machiavellian kind of character in Greg Popovich.
Mark, we've got to go down as one of the greatest coaches ever.
Has to. When you look back and you really say Red Auerbach, Pat Riley, Phil Jackson, you're down to that's three, okay?
Popovich has to be right there.
I would think he might be fourth on that list. That's what he would be up to now.
Oh, he's ahead of Pat Riley.
You think he's ahead of Riley, huh? Riley won championships in two cities.
Yep.
Los Angeles and Miami. Don't forget, he was the coach that won that, whether you like it or not. And he's the one, the architect.
How many did Riley win?
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Five?
Did he win that many?
Yeah, I think it was five with the Lakers back in Showtime day.
Then Popovich.
Yeah, Pop's still behind Riley. If I had to rank him, I would still go Auerbach.
Now, what about Phil Jackson?
Well, I still go Auerbach and Phil. I mean, that, you'd have that debate all day.
No, but you know what the only thing is? Back then, with Auerbach, they had less teams, Mark. It's just like the old...
Here we go with the original six.
No, but it's
hockey,
but it's true.
Had less teams.
Bo, if you're only playing six teams, it's like the Yankees in the 10 World Series.
But they know you better.
Mark, there's no playoff rounds. Jeter's five are better than Mickey Mantle's 10. Am I right or wrong?
I have a hard time.
You win the
that.
Division and you go straight to the World Series. They got to go through three rounds of playoffs just to get there. It's harder to win.
Well, you say that, except for the fact that you could go back and say in a 154-game season, you had to go through the whole season. That was in almost an entire playoff round.
Yeah, but back then, come on, there was only a couple of really good teams and everybody else. And Mark,
dude, I think the debate is stupid if we debate whether or not Auerbach or Phil is
okay,
better.
If I had to pick one guy, I'm going to pick Phil.
Okay, that's fine. I go with Red Auerbach. I pick Red Auerbach. Because there was really no rhyme or reason for the Celtics to be dominant. There wasn't any. They didn't, you know, pre-Auerbach, they weren't some kind of bastion of integrity, Lloyd Carr. There were the Minneapolis Lakers and the Syracuse Nationals, I think, were much more dominant. The St. Louis Hawks used to be way dominant back in the day. But then Auerbach came in, and it was endgame.
You know what people don't even realize, Mark? When the Celtics were winning all those titles, the attendance went down. You know, like it
I didn't know. Are you serious?
Yep.
Why?
Like, it kind of got passe. And remember,
were bored with it?
Yeah, kind of bored with it. And remember, Celtics had a lot of black players as well.
Tommy Sanders.
It was kind of weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, Russell himself, obviously.
They had a lot.
Yep.
Casey Jones. Go through the list of them.
Sam Jones.
A ton.
Yeah, they had, probably half that team was African-American, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think more than half.
What's his name? Honest. It was a backup center to Bill Russell out in Williamston. He lives out in Williamston. And he said.
You mean the old Cleveland Cavaliers GM? Wayne Embry?
No.
Didn't he play for the Celtics?
He did.
He did.
Was one of those guys. Bobby Nordman. Bob Nordman, right, Bob? Is it Bob? I had to get your name wrong. I'll have to look it up. Anyhow, he's got kids who played at Williamson High School, moved to the area a long time ago, but he was a backup center in the old days to Russell in Boston. And he said it was really the coolest thing to be a part of that team because of the diversity. He said, think about Boston for a second and think there was diversity, not on the baseball team. None on the old Boston Patriots football team, really,
which is also weird, Mark. The other thing is, Boston, when you think about it, not baseball or whatever, but, Mark, they had the first black hockey player was in Boston, which is...
Willie O'Ree.
Right? Willie O'Ree.
Yeah. O'Ree.
O'Ree, I'm sorry. And then in basketball, right? No, they didn't have the first, but they had a lot. Right. First black coach.
Didn't the Pistons... Wasn't Earl Lloyd the first?
Earl Lloyd, which was, what, 53?
Yeah, right around there. Earl Lloyd was the first.
I'm just going. Jackie Robinson was 47 in the NBA.
But the NBA wasn't even formed
until. It wasn't
that
big, right.
It was the old NBL. Otto Graham played in the NBL. The great legendary quarterback was once a professional basketball player for 1 year in what was to become the National Basketball Association.
Unbelievable.
That's how great Otto Graham. You want to look up a guy?
Oh, go look at his numbers. Ridiculous.
Otto Graham played in a championship game every year he played football. I don't care if there were – Rob, you said it all the time about things.
No, when you win
– Sorry. I don't care if there's three teams.
If you win all the time, hey.
He played in a championship game every year he played in football, whether it's the NFL or the predecessor, the AAFL, whatever that was called. But he played against big-timers, and he was in a championship. You got to look up those numbers for Otto Graham. Longtime Sarasota, Florida resident. Thank you very much.
All right, 248-848-1130. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
TV theme songs. We're going to talk more about this. We got a big 9 o'clock hour coming. We're going to get to this Daniel Murphy thing with the Mets, the guy who took the paternity leave. We haven't discussed it yet. It's kind of blowed up a little bit, and the comments from those two fine radio foofs out of New York.
Foofs, I love it, Mark.
The radio foofs.
Foofage.
Right. They're foofs. Foof. Can you see me?
There's a lot of radio foofs.
Hey, how about Mike Babcock? Speaking of foofs, how about this creepy
picture? And for people who don't know, Daniel Murphy's wife had a baby, and he missed opening
C-section.
Day.
C-section, right? Too, yes. So it was a little dangerous, a little touch and go there.
Right.
We'll get to all that, plus so much more, and your calls. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker the Man back on the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Pothole crater season people out there really needs an expert to take care of things. And when we talk expert, we really aren't being literal. So all those broken ball joints, tie rods, blown tires, front wheels out of alignment, if you're one of the many that have fallen victim to such horrifying times, take your car, truck, or van to the pros at, just what I said, Expert Car Care.
Mark, they offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town, and you'll be back on the road safe and sound the same day.
Whatever you got, Expert Car Care can take care of it. A to Z, top to bottom, something as simple as a tire repair, maybe even just something with some wipers, or as major as replacing an engine, transmission, whatever you got, be sure to mention these two cats right here, and you're going to be taken care of.
You're talking about Parker and the Man,
that's
Mark.
What I'm,
that's
well,
right.
I'm talking about Mike Babcock, although he would be good too.
That's right, and you will receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings passed on to you just by saying Parker and the Man. Mark down these locations and get to one of them, maybe even both. Expert Car Care, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert, Expert Car Care. Mike and his great people, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yep.
Go get Expert Car Cared.
It's Lionel Hollins, is it? Austin Hollins' father is showing him right now. Coming to the end here of the NIT Championship game tonight in New York. Minnesota. Was it Hollins that hit the three ball? 62-59 over LB and SMU. What is this, full house? You know what? Another show. The funny part about full house with, you got Detroit's very own Dave Coulier. We know Dave very well. And you got your Bob Saget. You know, Bob Saget is as dirty a comic as there is. I mean, if anybody has seen any of his stand-up, he is the dirtiest guy out there. When they did the movie The Aristocrats, he was a lead guy. I mean, it's if you want to see a dirty thing, go watch The Aristocrats. But it wasn't the people. People used to say, geez, Bob, how can such a dirty guy have been on how do they say it? You're so dirty, but you were on Full House. And it's the people that knew Saget that said, how could you be on Full House?
Right.
It wasn't the other way around. It wasn't, how could the Full House guy be so dirty? It was, Bob, how did you do
how
that
show? How did you do that show, right, which was so family-friendly and all that? It was a family show.
You ever see Saget when he did his turns on Entourage? Couldn't have gotten dirtier, right? There was one at the thing. It was really incredible where he's doing I can't even describe it, can I? Go watch it. It was in the final season of Entourage.
All right, our telephone number is 248-848-1130.
In this 9 o'clock hour coming up, we're going to do this thing about Daniel Murphy and the paternity leave. He left the Mets.
Mr. Opener, missed the first two games,
he's
right?
He's their number two guy in the order. He's their second baseman. They counted, you know, Terry Collins is counting a lot on Daniel Murphy, and his wife was having the baby. He booked, and he missed that, and he came back for today. He did get back for game three. But there are plenty of people who were not too thrilled that he did what he did.
He got ripped in New York. Let's just face it, Mark. He got ripped. People thought that he should have been there, that she should have had
I think Mike Babcock ripped him.
She should have had the C-section before. He shouldn't miss opening day. He's a ball player. I mean, a lot of people, and of course, a lot of females and women out there, they're upset that people are questioning him for being with his wife. Where do you fall? 248-848-1130. Does he owe it to his wife? Or does he owe it to his team and it's guys who are paying him?
I will tell you this. There is a huge chasm and divide now between men and women on this. Melissa Isaacson didn't even really write too much about the Murphy thing. She just said, where do we stand today if this many men think this is that he should have stayed with the New York Mets? Isaacson's thing was an overall philosophy about life in general in 2014 between men and women.
Yeah, but the only thing I'm going to say, Mark, and EP just had a baby not too long ago, so he'll chime in as well and where he was. But, Mark, women have had babies without their husbands there forever. This is not new, this whole notion. If you're in the military, Mark, how many babies are born when the husband or something? It can't be there. It's not the end of the world now. It's not.
Please don't compare the military to a baseball player.
I'm just saying about being away.
I understand.
But I'm just saying, I just use that as an example. I'm not talking about you're away. You can't get back for the baby, right? The baby's still going to be born whether you're there or not.
Million-dollar ball players have the means to go back to their homes and see the baby
being born. I don't think
it's
as big of a deal as they're making it.
Since they're all making millions of dollars. They certainly have the means for it.
Does a life change if you're not there?
I've never had a child.
I've never had one either.
I don't know if I could speak to it. I don't know what I would do.
Some guys, after they see it, you know what they say? They wish they never saw it.
The actual birth thing?
Yes.
Well, that's,
they like making the baby, but they don't want to see the baby.
Put on your big boy pants and watch the baby.
They say after you see that baby comes out, it's hard to have dinner again.
Oh, Lord, no.
I'm telling you.
9 o'clock hour, got a sports wrap, too. 248-848-1130. You can watch us right now at parkerandtheman.com.
You
check
think you're
out
funny, don't you?
The iHeartRadio app, because iHeartRadio is where it's app.
Look at this game. It's a great championship game.
We'll update this SMU-Minnesota game, too. All that coming up at the big 9 o'clock hour and a TV theme song Thursday.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.